Ready.
Speed skating has always been a family affair for Marcia Hootie. Her dad was a speed skater, and he coached her in some capacity her entire life. She learned to skate at 4. She was on speed skates at 6.
We kind of did it as a family. It was, it was my dad could coach and we could skate, and it was great family activity. And I fell in love with racing early on.
Historically, Canada has had quite a run of successful women speed skaters. Susan Ock, Cindy Klassen, Clara Hughes, Catriona LeMay-Doan.
Those girls have done phenomenal and have done a ton for our sport. Definitely big names in Canada and big shoes to fill.
Big shoes indeed, and Hootie knows it, but isn't intimidated by it.
We definitely know kind of the results and stuff that we've had in the past, but I think the only thing we can really do is just focus on what we're doing now and focus on the team that we have now. But it's definitely an inspiration to look back on everything that they've done for the sport.
She's on the right track, no pun intended, to do just that. This is her second game. She qualified for Sochi in her first year of international competition and placed 31st. But with another 4 years under her belt, she's feeling much more ready.
The last 4 years, I've just had more experience on the World Cup circuit and, been through experiences that, I've grown as a skater, I've grown as a person, and so I'm really excited to go into my second games with just a bit more experience all around.
And she's peaking at the right time. After several fourth place finishes in the World Cup season, Hootie hit the podium for the first time in November, a silver medal in the 500 meter.
Last year I skated really, really well, and I had so many fourth place finishes, so I was just shy of the podium. And the silver medal was one of those things where I knew I was going to get a medal, I just didn't know when. And so when it finally happened, I was ecstatic.
Hootie says there's a steep competition, and any one of the top 10 women she competes against could have a good day in Pyeongchang. So she's focusing solely on herself and a consistent skate. And back here in Canada, she'll have a solid cheering squad, 6 classrooms she works with as part of a program called Classroom Champions. Hootie visits the classes and sends videos to help the kids with goal setting, perseverance, and sportsmanship.
Kids are awesome. Kids are always excited. They got so much enthusiasm. They're so positive, and they have so much love, and I think they really are an inspiration to me.
Just like she hopes to be for them. Ariel Zur, 980 CJME.